The far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been banned from most major websites for violating their policies against hate speech. Among the baseless theories that Jones has promoted on his show InfoWars is that the deadly Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in 2012 was a hoax. More recently, he promoted efforts by former President Donald Trump to overturn the results of the election. But Jones still has a platform to sell expensive dietary supplements through one of the world's biggest online retailers, Amazon, which we should note is an NPR corporate sponsor. NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach has been looking into the business arrangement between Jones and Amazon, and Tom joins us now. Hey there.
Hey, Ari.
So if I search for Alex Jones on Amazon, what would I find?
Well, you would find an online storefront for his brand of dietary supplements called InfoWars Life. Now, InfoWars is a third-party seller on Amazon, just like a lot of major companies and small mom-and-pop type operations. And on Amazon, Jones and InfoWars sell supplements, like one called Brain Force that is supposed to boost your memory. He also previously sold a toothpaste, including on Amazon, that he claimed could fight COVID-19 falsely, according to scientific experts. And that led to a warning letter from the FDA. It's no longer available. But Jones is really not just pitching dietary supplements. You know, at the top of his Amazon storefront, it says, "Thank you for supporting the InfoWar," suggesting that he's providing customers a way to fund his extremist causes. You can also hear that in this recent pitch that he made on his show.
"We also need funding, more funding than ever, because I want to expand. There's a lot of people that need my help. So buy the products. You need them anyways. Vitamineral Fusion back in stock, 50% off, free shipping still. Alpha Power sold out."
So he's really framing these dietary supplements as a means of supporting his politics.
So any sense of how much money he's making off of this Vitamineral Infusion and Alpha Power stuff?
Yeah, the company behind Alex Jones and InfoWars is private, so they don't have to disclose revenue figures. But it's been widely reported that Jones makes tens of millions of dollars a year. The New York Times reported that he made about $20 million in 2014. And the majority of that, they reported, came from sales of these supplements. We don't know how much of that comes from sales through Amazon. He also sells through his own website. But however big the number is, Amazon does get a percentage of the sales. So it is making money off this arrangement, too.
And you say this is being used to fund his extremism. Can you get any more specific than that?
Well, InfoWars creates a huge amount of video content every day. That's where he's made his most extreme statements, not just about mass shootings like Sandy Hook. He's repeatedly attacked LGBTQ people and immigrants. He's hosted white supremacists on his show. You know, recently, since the January 6th Capitol riot, he's come over under even more intense scrutiny. He has, in the past, repeatedly invited the leader of the extremist militia, the Oath Keepers, on air. And now the Justice Department has brought conspiracy charges against other members of that group for their alleged role in storming the Capitol. The Wall Street Journal also reported that Jones helped coordinate funding for the Trump rally in Washington on January 6th before the riot. And that was where Trump gave the speech that was considered incitement by many people.
Does Amazon have rules against this? What's the company saying?
They did not respond to my repeated request for comment, neither did Jones. So it's overall unclear why they're still hosting him. They have banned products for hate speech in the past, but they are getting criticism. Just a few moments ago, I heard from the office of Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut. That's where the Sandy Hook shooting happened. And Blumenthal called Amazon's decision to provide a platform for Jones acutely alarming and added that Jeff Bezos should ask himself who and what he is willing to profit from.
That's NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Ari.